Shalom. Okay, today we're continuing in Yonei Hadlakas Neir Shabbos. In Chiyav Achsenai Uvachur Yeshiva. In other words, what's the din if you are living in like the dormitory in the yeshiva in terms of Yechiyav Hadlakas Neiros, number one. And number two, what if you're visiting for Shabbos? What's the you're going to someone's house for Shabbos? Those two halachas. What? You need a pen? Okay. So let's look in first in Siv Zayin. Oreach she'ein lo cheder miyuchod, v'gam ein madlikin alav beveso, tzarech lishtatif bepriti. So it means like this: if you are a guest in someone's house and you don't have a cheder miyuchod, meaning they didn't put you in your own room, a cheder miyuchod, and because if you had a cheder miyuchod, so then you have to lie in the cheder miyuchod. See, most people today, when they go to someone's house for Shabbos, they give them a cheder miyuchod. So if you have a cheder miyuchod that's only for you, it means then no one else is coming into that cheder during the Shabbos. It's just for you. So then, l'chora, they have a chiv hadlakas neiros in the cheder miyuchad. Now, we'll have to see, because no one's going to want you to light. The biggest thought is you shouldn't light fire in a bedroom, whether it be neiros Chanukah or neiros Shabbos, if you want to, come out.
Even if you want to say that, like for example, see when you're in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael and you stay with somebody's house, it's not really a cheder miyuchad, because inevitably, most of them will wake you up for shachris.
I'm
saying it's not like they're never going to show up. I'm saying if you're married, maybe that's different. But at least for single people,
yeah, we'll have to discuss what's called miyuchad. We'll have to discuss that. But areich she'ein lo cheder miyuchad, v'gam ein malikin v'lo v'beisom. In other words, the halacha is if somebody is lighting for you at home, either your wife, if you're married, or your mother is lighting for you at home, so then that chiyuv you yotzi with them. Because as Rav Gutman pointed out, there are really two chiyuvim in Neiros Shabbos. The post can point out, and Rav Gutman explained, that there's a chiyuv gavra, that you have to light Neiros Shabbos. So that you could be yotzi with if someone else is lighting for you. In other words, if your wife is lighting for you, or you're supported by your parents and they're lighting for you, then you yotzi yechiv gavra with them. But then there's another halacha. There's two halachas. There's the chiv gavra, as Rav Gutman pointed out, and then there's a chiv. But what's it going to help? If your mother's in the place in Scranton and you need the light here in Washington Heights, so the light in Scranton is not going to help you from tripping over in Washington Heights. So then you have another chiv, as Rav Goodman pointed out, of that there should be shalom bayis. Shalom bayis means, besides, whatever shalom bayis means, but shalom bayis means that you shouldn't trip on Shabbos. Because it's not shalom bayis to trip on Shabbos. It's not shalom bayis to trip any day of the week. Any day of the week you can just light, turn on the lights. But on Shabbos you can't, so you have to make sure there's lights. So now we're talking about the chiv gavra. So you have a chiv gavra to light Neir Shabbos. So that chiv gavra, you either do yourself, But you can only do it if you have a cheder miyuchad. If you don't have a cheder miyuchad, so you can't do it. Or somebody's lighting for you, then that person was lighting for you also. So then what do? You mishtate pepruta. In other words, people know the din of mishtate pepruta from Neiris Chanukah, but it's a din in Neiris Shabbos also, that you have to mishtate pepruta. So then you mishtate pepruta, you give the balabayas a pruta, whatever, a coin, and then you're part of their hadlach. But if you have somebody lighting for you, your mother's lighting for you, or your wife is lighting for you, or something like that, then not.
Just,
yeah.
This over here, when let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael and your family is in America, is that, I'm saying, what I mean by that, I'm saying like Scranton, New York is same time zone. You kind of have some sort of a... You can I argue that the Chiyuv Gavra is fulfilled because Shabbos is not really... Shabbos starts at a relatively similar time. But if you're in two separate parts of the world, the Chiyuv Gavra, your mother, the person in America is not lighting until 7 hours later.
Yeah, some people say that's far. Some people say that's far, but I don't hold from that. I think the Chiyuv Gavra doesn't matter. Even though Shabbos in Eretz Israel is different than Shabbos in America, you still yotzei the Chiyuv Gavra.
Does that make a difference?
Right. If your mom or your wife can have you in mind for lighting, so why do you have to be mishtatef with the host if he could just, can't he just have you in mind?
No, so that's what he said. If come ain madlik in love be beso,
no one's lighting?
Meaning, a person doesn't have a parent. Okay?
Yeah.
Or, in other words, who could light for you? Your wife could light for you, or your parents could light for you? Right. Because the idea is that in order to be Yotzei, that they can light for you, you have to be part of their B'nai Bais. Meaning, if you're supported by your... See, in other words, it's a din that your parents can light for you if you're supported by them. If you're Somech al Shulchan Aviv. If you're not Somech al Shulchan Aviv, right, and you don't have a wife lighting for you, then you're by yourself, so then you have to light yourself. So if you have a cheder miyuchad, so you light in the cheder miyuchad. If you don't have the cheder miyuchad, then...
When you're eating at a host, though, it's not considered for that Shabbos, like that you're being inside of there.
Oh, so some say, someone to say that maybe if you're eating by somebody's house, that for that Shabbos you're considered somich on those people, and this din of mishtate pepruta is maybe only when you're not eating for free. In other words, you have to pay for. But usually, when you go to somebody's house for Shabbos, you're there for the Shabbos. You don't pay. It's a free meal.
If you're a kol, if you're learning the kolo, and you're going to one of the owners of the kolo, it pays for them for you to learn there. So he can have you mind that.
Oh,
something like that.
I don't know.
If someone brings a gift, does that change the matter?
No, if you bring a gift, it's still for free. You're just doing it as a courtesy. It's just a courtesy. Here, take a look. Yeah, let's take a look at the Sefer. Likra Shab is a very good Sefer. On page 18.
So the point of the Shulchan Aruch is not potter. He doesn't have someone lighting at home. And he doesn't really have a situation in where he's living right now that he has a chiyuv to light.
He doesn't have a makom to light.
He has a makom to light. Because he doesn't have permission to light in such a...
No, because it's not...
It doesn't create a chiyuv.
He doesn't have a cheder. They say they're just putting him... He's sleeping in the living room.
Okay.
On a couch in the living room. So, that's not miyuchad for him, because everyone's going to be there.
So, he doesn't he need shalom bias for himself? I mean... house would be taken.
Right. So so Shalom Bayis, that might just be a din of Metzias if they'll have some light there. But the fact that he has a chiv, in other words, that's not a chiv gaver. The chiv, in other words, that's just a Metzias. Is there light or is there not light? That's what I think Rav Gruber explained.
So the chiddush is that he.
In other words, this is talking about that even if there's shalom bias, you still have a chovas, like Rav Gruber explained, a chovas gavra to light. Just like you have a chovas gavra to make kiddush, you have a chovas gavra to have lecha mishnah, you have a chovas gavra to light the neighbor shabbos.
So even though he has to get involved in the mitzvah somehow.
Right,
he's got to fulfill the mitzvah, even though he doesn't have a place that he's chayv to.
Right,
so
no one's lighting for him, and he doesn't have a place he can light himself. So the only thing is, he mishtatev b'pruta.
Who's?
He's somebody.
Somebody.
So he writes in the Sefer Likra Shabbos on page 18, by medva m'mur mitzarech lishtatev b'pruta she'enu somech al shulchan balabais. Even if he's only eating there Friday night, So even if you're eating there the Friday night meal, so you're somech al shulchan balabais, and you yotzi b'nei shul balabais.
Meaning not Shabbos lunch or something? You're only eating one meal? You're only eating there one meal.
I feel it's l'rak l'el Shabbos.
You're eating the Friday night meal then what?
Or maybe, he's saying you're not a kavua there. In other words, I don't know if he's talking about l'el Shabbos versus...
could be because there's life, right?
Life. He's saying that during the week,
V'yesh machmir
in tzomach al shulchano haynu dafka im ochel bekvias al shulchan balabais gam bimos achol. Ochel kol yimei shavua yitzal achel v'rach b'shabbos ochel yitzal balabais haynu nifter bad lochas tzorech lishtat de perpruta. In other words, the question is, could you be... In other words, the same thing by Hanukkah we discussed. If you go to somebody's house for Shabbos Chanukah, right? So, some poskim hold you can either bring some hold you light on your own, or you can mishtatev b'pruta. But some hold that if you're eating there on Shabbos and you're getting free meals the whole Shabbos, then for that Shabbos you're b'nei bayis. And some say no, b'nei bayis means you have to be the kavua b'nei bayis. Rav Abadi Shita is that if you're a family member, like he tells me when I go to my parents for Shabbos Chanukah, my in-laws, then I don't have to be Mishtatev B'Pruta, even, because I'm not, they're not charging me. And I'm family, together with that. We're sort of eerie.
But if you were to go to anyone else?
But if you go to your friend's house for... So then...
Your wife wouldn't have the light there?
That's the same. Shabbos will find the light there.
What?
Shabbos will find the same thing that there.
Maybe.
Thanks. So, look at Shabbos, that if you're eating just the Friday night meal, then you do need to be Mishnah to B'Pruta, or what is the thing you need to do?
You don't either.
No, so that's a question whether if you're a person who's eating there just for Shabbos and during the week, you don't eat there, whether that makes you b'nei bayis or not. So according to the first shita, that you become a b'nei bayis, and according to the other shita, you're not a b'nei bayis, and then so you have to mishtatev b'pruta. But a lot of times, most fellows, so they're going to people's house for Shabbos, your friend's house for Shabbos, so your mother's lighting for you in Scranton. So then Mela, you'll say the Chovas Gavras. So then you have something Madlik along if they're supporting you. They're lighting for you in Atlanta, Georgia. Right? So they're lighting for you in Atlanta, Georgia. So then you go someplace for Shabbos. So then the Chovas Gavra, you fulfill with your parents' Hadlaka. And the Chova of, but then you still have to make sure there's light there.
Mm-hmm. So more, you can just shalom bayis then with the electric light. So once you have the chavas gavra filled at home, you just need some form of light. The electric light is more than enough.
Like Rav Gutman said, and we'll see. Some say that if there's like in the dormitory, the question is whether you have to. We'll talk about the dormitories also. Oh, so let's see now. Sivav.
It's left as a machlokes there, whether he's considered.
So we'll have to see what like the Iker Shita is.
Right.
So let's see Vav now. I wanted to start with Zion before Vav, you'll see why. Now, Bachurim. Now, this is a tricky halacha. Because what does the word Bachur mean? So, in colloquial language, somebody's not married is called a Bachur. But most poskim hold, and there's one shita who holds that's what it means here. Bachurim means single. But most poskim hold, if you look at it carefully, and you'll see shortly in the poskim, that most poskim hold Bachurim just means you're a young guy. Married. Because you have to realize something, that they did something in those days that we don't necessarily do so much today. And that is, you'd have young married people go away to learn. Imagine if you get married, and then you tell to your wife, you know, I'm going to Gruss for the year, and you'll stay here in Heinz. So that's not going to pan off so well. But that's the way it was in Bisman, Rishonim, but they used to do that. They used to go away to learn. Married people. For 2-3 years. So that's what happens here. Bachurim haholchim lilmod chutz lebeison. Tzrichim lehadlik ner Shabbos bechedron. Ulevar chalof. So we'll see. Aval mishu eitzel ishto ain't tzarech lehadlik b'chedro ulvarach fish ishto mevarach b'shvila. So what is he saying? So look at the Magen Avraham. Mevarach alav, yud gimel. Tadlakas ne'chov v'mishum chol sholom bayis. Shlo yachshil be'eitzel ve'evin. So it's mashra from the Magen Avraham that there's also a chova. In other words, here he has a wife who's lying for him, right? Because he's talking about a mishu who ate salishto. So much for the first case is he has a isha, but he's not near her; he's away from her. So the first case is he has an isha, that he's away from her. But so the Chovas Gavra he fulfills, like we saw in Siv Zion with his wife. But he still has another Chova, like we've got out of Shalom Bayis. So it seems from the Magen Avraham that he has another, so he still has the light, Mishum Shalom Bayis, and then he makes a bracha on that. So you can near Shabbos of Chedron, Luvarchalov, the Hadlokas near Chova Mishum Shalom Bayis, Sholi Achshil Be'etzo Ve'evin. But the simple pshat is, if you just read the din in Shulchan Aruch, is that bachur means that he's married, because the sefer is mishu eitzel ishto. Mashma the reisha is he has an isha, he's just not eitzel ishto, as opposed to the first case.
Why is it chedrom? Chedro.
Where?
Oh, mishu etzel ishto ain't sarek the hadlik, but het chedro.
Uvarach alav lefishu.
Lefishu ishto.
Mevarachas b'shvilo.
Yeah. Something funny about that.
What?
There's something strange why we
Meaning, if he's lighting in a separate room, say he has a room also that he uses, besides the room that he's with his wife.
Okay.
There's another room that he uses, and he wants to light there because he doesn't want to trip in that room. So then he doesn't have to make a bracha. Okay, so let's see the Alter Rebbe. Balatanya.
Sorry.
We lied. Page 2. Fifth test. Bachurim ha'olchem l'lmod chutz l'veisam tzrichem l'hal d'pim tabis b'chedron l'vorach alov. Next part. Av'al b'she'enim olchem sham b'she'ad lachiz ne'shabes chova af b'lo achila k'day l'shalo y'kashal b'eitzu v'ever m'shakosav l'mala av'al misha w'eitzel ishto madlik b'chol ha'chadorim sh'holach sham b'shabes k'mo sh'nizbar l'mala ain't tzarech l'vorach aleim v'she'ishto m'vorachas b'shvilo b'beis achila. In other words, the wife is making the bracha, the beis achila, but there are other rooms. So those rooms, he doesn't have to make a bracha on, because she lived there. She made a bracha. So that bracha counts for all the hadlaka in the house. You see, say they give you a room, but the balabais is going to come in the room during Shabbos also, then that's not meyuchad. Whereas you see from here how he's taiching cheder meyuchad, means that the whole zman that you're going to be there, the balabais is not going to come into the room. That's a cheder meyuchad. But if the balabais is saying, okay, while you're sleeping, I won't come in, but during the day, I might need to get a sefer, to get something from the room, so then it's not a cheder miyuchad. It was if there's light there, he doesn't have to light. Kevin sheishlo shalom bayis mokum shusham. The guy mitzvahs hablokas ner Shabbos who mekayim rasha melukin ner Shabbos beveso. But he doesn't have to do. There was questions. Do you have to do a ma'isa hablok of shalom bayis? This guy, this orech. So there's a chovas gavra, that for sure you have to do. So if somebody's madlikin, you don't have the chovas gavra. And the shalom bayis, so you have to light too for shalom bayis. But that's only if it's a cheder miyuchad. If it's not a cheder miyuchad, so then you don't have a chiv to light. You still have the chovas gavra, that you always have. That even if you're on the park bench, there's a chovas gavra.
Mashiach and Chanukah, according to some.
Yeah.
So according to some Chanukah, you need a house.
Yeah, that's a question. And not even, and Chanukah, even then, some disagree with that. But there are many that say like you.
When Chabad, when the kids light near Shabbos, do they make a bracha on it or they don't make a bracha?
The single girls make a bracha.
I'm saying, so then, but according to this same statement in the Alter Rebbe, that wouldn't make sense because.
So we already had a share in that. Yeah. So that's why. It's yeah.
I'm saying in relation to this.
Consider different.
Right. It's not, but pashtus is they shouldn't make a bracha, but they do. Aval ein lo mishe yadlik bebeso.
Okay, so
b'ner shalom. Or sheyichne lo balabayis chelak b'ner shalom b'matana. It's just by the inyan Hanukkah. Kol zeh she'im ocherem yuchad sham. So b'kitzer, you need a cheder miyuchad. So if you don't have a cheder miyuchad, so then you can't light.
Is he saying if you don't have a cheder miyuchad, if you have a cheder miyuchad, you can't be in mishtate? Have to, like, you don't have exam? Why can't you be mishtate if either way, even if you have a cheder miyuchad, like, offer like shalom bayit?
Yeah. Well, so let's see. Now, take a look for a second at the Derech Chaim on page 4. Derech Chaim is in the Sivas. So the Sivas, there's a Siddur of the Nesivas. So it's a Siddur with his Piskei Halacha. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes it all the time. So then someone decided one day, you know, who needs the sitter? You get a sitter someplace else. We're only interested in his psukim. The sitter, you have plenty of sidurim. So now they started printing just the Derech Chaim with the psukim, with footnotes and this, and the sitter, they leave, you can get your own sitter someplace else. We're not so interested with the sitter. You know, the sitter, you have 100 sidurim. So just get that. So here he writes, Bachurim ha'holchim lumot chutz lebesim. Right, if you're not, say you're eating out, they have to be there when you come back. So he says, so he learns pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, bachurim means married. Means single. But if you're married, in other words, so if you're single, so and you don't have someone lighting for you, say the parents are not lighting for you, so then you have your own chiv to light. But if you're married, so then. And your wife lights for you, and then you don't have to make any bracha. You still have to. So she'll be yotzei the chov gav skavra for you, and even the chov of shalom bayis, you'd light the libracha, because she's lighting for you also. And the case with the Shulchan Aruch says bachurim, that means single. So by single, there's no one making a bracha for you, so then you make your own. But according to the other poskim, like the Magen Avraham. Then no, if you're the chova of shalom bayis, if you're not there, that bracha is not going to help for you. So then you have to make a bracha for shalom bayis as well. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah quotes these two pshatim in the Bir Halacha on page 5. Yeah, he says Bachur Mayim in Mishnah Berurah. Meaning single. He says, but he says, the Pashup Shad is like the other poskim. He said, Shulchan Aruch is mashma that you have a wife. It's just whether you are you with her or you away from her. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes here in Vachav Hei, Chav Chesed. Bachurim, Hainu. Look at the Mishnah Berurah says in the next page 6. Sheyesh lahem noshim. El shaholchem chutz lebeisim. Av sheishto medlekes beiso in and ifter because ishto came sheyesh lachedem yuchad b'mokam shemisarech sham. So he says, so if you have a cheder miyuchad, then you have another chova, and then you have to make a bracha, even
if you have a wife lighting a home for you.
Even if your wife is lighting a home for you, but if you have a cheder miyuchad, then you have to have a chiv to light mishum shalom bayis, and you have to make a bracha. So the simple pshat in this halacha is, therefore, if you live in the dormitory, right? So say your mother's lighting for you, so that's the chovas gavra. But then there's still a chovas shalom bayis because you have a cheder miyuchad, and then you have to light there and make a bracha. Whereas according to Derech Chaim, your mother lights for you at home, so that takes care of the chovas gavra. It also takes care of the bracha on the shalom bayis. You still have to have some light in your room for shalom bayis, but you won't have to make a bracha. But the pasuk pshat is like the it's not like the it's like the Magen Avraham, not like the Derech Chaim.
What?
The Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aviv. So right. No, the Magen Avraham. You make a bracha if you're not there. You have to make a bracha on the Shalom Bayis. If you have a chov of, so if you have a cheder miyuchad. If you don't have a cheder miyuchad, so then. So then, still has to be light, so you shouldn't fall. But then you don't have any chova.
Mr. Jonathan, do we hold like this, Mr. Burr, or seemingly I'm saying?
Oh, so let's see. Go slowly.
Sorry.
Okay. So the Divrei Yatziv, the Kloisenberger Rebbe. There's a discussion here on page 14. Komokam lamalo nogu came bachurim bi yeshiva sheyadlik echad al koponim. Chaim bebir halacha, pad bachurim, maishno meader chaim, sheish lo ish lo, val shar poskim lo chilku, kim sheish lo cheder miyuchad latzmo, ech yiftar ba bracha shal ishto, b'machom acher. Chav sheinu ochol shal mo koponim, mishum sholom bayis, chayv lehadlik ulevar chayin shal barichus. Hine lo das der chaim, dishto patarto, av sheish lo cheder miyuchad. Hachana meha bachurim, asmuchim, shulchanom, shumchal bari beisohim, קמתי נפטור רק בחדר מיוחד. גם לשאר פוסק, בלי יש לו בחדר מיוחד, מה יש אוכל שם? So what's, in other words, the dormitory is a חדר מיוחד. So, לכאור, they should make a bracha. That's what the body holds, they should make a bracha. So why don't they? So one thing he says, and why, that maybe חדר מיוחד means you eat there. In other words, so if they're eating in the cafeteria, eating in the chadar ochel, so even though they have the cheder miyuchad for sleeping, so maybe that's not called cheder miyuchad, and the meila, then they don't have that separate chova. So that's one thing. But he says, v'yotzi yishloma, the cheder miyuchad haino she'enon shel balabais shem smuchin etzlo, aval shesmuchin etzlo balabais echav ochel mipito v'dar mibeso b'chedro, אבל כשאר בני ביסו שולך חייב עליהם להדליק בחדרם. חדרם. So if you're talking about a person who's boarding by a family, so then he's like בני ביסו.
paying or not paying.
If not paying. Well, beneath the shell of Sainush, of Rechim Yishnam. What? Yeah.
Right, if there is a father involved.
Yeah. Now, sometimes they have. Sometimes in yeshivas they light Neiros Chanukah, Neiros Shabbos for the all the Bnei Yeshiva. So then that bracha might count
for
right. So then you still have to make sure you have light in the room, or Rav Grubman said maybe the hallway is enough, but maybe that bracha could count.
Now that light in the room, I know it's probably, but that light in the room, just for light without the bracha, does not have to be. Does it have to be lit after plug, or can it even be lit before plug?
That's a good question. Yeah. Okay. So the question is, in other words. In other words, al schiv shalom bayis, maybe that could even be before.
Yeah, if it all is light, it still it fulfills its purpose whether it's lit before or after plug. But,
yeah, we're going to have a separate shiur about before plug and after plug. Okay. We're going to be that. But, one second. Yeah.
Just for clarification, if you are in someone's house and they give you a place miyuchad, and they give you a kosher lamp or whatever, and it's on, so you can make a bracha on that, or you're supposed to light a fire. But if you have a light, you're supposed to light a candle, or you can use a light that they give you.
So technically speaking, you say a married couple is going away for Shabbos, so they give you a cheder miyuchad.
Yeah.
Right.
And they give you a non-fluorescent light.
So really, you have a chova to light in the cheder miyuchad. So what we do, my wife and I, we always do. I tell her to light on the bathroom light. Open up that's our body also. Open up the bathroom light and make a bracha.
Assumption that that's incandescent because
of the fluorescent. So Rav Abadi told me
when you're away for Shabbos.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the whole family, we're going to say, go to someone's house for Shabbos.
Oh, okay.
So, like this, Rav Abadi told me in the story from Rosh Hashiva, from Rav Aaron Kotler, that if the hadlok is near Shabbos, even fluorescent is good. Because for Maisa, it gives or. So then it works out good. Because the chova to light is in the cheder hamiyuchad. That's when there's a chovah to light in the cheder hamiyuchad. So, and we're not going to light fire in the bedroom.
But that wouldn't work for Chanukah. This is just for Shabbos. You could light
the Torah.
Yeah.
No, I'm just clarifying.
Right. Yeah. For.
Yeah. How is it for the chovah?
No, for everything. Yeah. Not in the bathroom. She turns it on, goes out, and makes the bracha. That's a Rav Abadi hold. I'm very into that. It's very safe also.
Right.
And this way you get the... So she's Yotzi, the Chovas Gavra, and Chovas Sholom Bais, and it's in the Cheder HaMiyuchad.
The Gavra doesn't have to be fired. I guess it doesn't have to be fired.
Right.
You have to leave the bathroom light on the whole time?
Yeah, well, usually when you leave a bathroom light on...
I was thinking you have to keep the door open, and you close the door, the light's keeping on purpose.
No, you're using it throughout Shabbos. I mean, you're going to go to the bathroom throughout the Shabbos. You're going to use the light. And then sometimes you'll leave the door open if you want to get light in the room to get something over Shabbos or something like that.
A kosher lamp from a bathroom has a using the bathroom door is the thing for the kosher lamp.
But if you're machmir, that fluorescent, you know, some bathrooms still have the regular bulbs, but some have the fluorescent, you know.
Nightlights. All those have,
they're
all incandescent.
The regular bulbs. That's also good.
Saying that might be take a night.
So what usually they do is they set up another leichter in the dining room. So sometimes we do that too, just to not insult the people.
We really don't have to do that.
But right, we do that just
it might
as
be
a
better not to. I'm saying because it's just.
So I tell my wife to sometimes no, not about those. If she wants, she could light downstairs and then not make a bracha on that, and then light. You know, sometimes people have a difficulty, but you know, some women emotionally they have to light candles. They just can't deal with this idea. So my wife, I trained right away that this is mahala. And some women, you know, you don't have that ambiance of the native Shabbos, you know. So. Emotionally, they can't do it. So then, but then it's a shaila whether they, you know. So then you have to rely on what we discussed with the Amar Shita, that every set of candles is a Tosefes Ora,
and then
you can make a bracha on that.
Should a woman be? Should she care if like there's a should light? Let's say she lights six candles for six kids. Does she have to have six light bulbs on?
You mean if she's away?
Yeah.
So even those people who are machmir are not necessarily machmir when they go away.
They generally do two.
No, I
don't
like to go to school
anymore. Yeah.
Wait, for Shalom Shachar though, the bathroom should be enough.
For who?
Shalom
Bias. Shalom Zachar? Shalom Bias.
Shomer
V'Zachar.
Oh, Shomer V'Zachar. Shomer V'Zachar. Yeah.
Bathroom's
only one light.
Maybe two bulbs. Maybe
two bulbs. So the Igra Din is one light. So we have a minhag of Shomer V'Zachar. So even that minhag of Shomer V'Zachar, they only have a kabel when it's in the regular, like that's how some say.
Usually what I do when I stay in, I make the bracha on my kosher lamp in my room, but there's Shabbos.
So
if I go away, should I still...
Well, in other words, your mother's lighting for you in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
And then you have, you mean if you have a cheder miyuchad.
Yeah. On Rav Schechter's, I got a paper in the dormitory, it said that I should be making a bracha on my lights in my dorms.
In what? Or what?
Well, he said not fluorescent. He said only like real candles. Projector.
No. So let's see what the Divrei Yatziv says on page 13. He says, "Biyosib Yanti Lagami Abachurim BiYeshiva." Okay, 13, the left side, O space. Biyosib says, "Yanti Lagami Abachurim BiYeshiva." But Tam Shalom Nogul LaHadlik Mechedeshi Sheinim Shom. He says, "How come a lot of boys don't make the bracha in the dorm where they sleep?" Bracha Shulchan. Says people weren't see in the Sivchov, Sivchas, Beis Gimel, our Bais Yeshua Mincha Lecha Dvarcha Menor Shalom. Kanira Disraeli, the Rakhim Lokham Shalom, Shaykh Mavarcha Tosef is over. Simcha Lo. I mean, if there's a lot of people in the room, so then you can't, maybe there's no Tosef is over when it's not the Mokham Achilot. So then he says, So he says if there's more than one guy in the dorm, so then he thinks the concept of Tosef is over is only b'makom achiva, so that you get many life because it gives it more simcha if there's Tosef is over. So you're not eating there in the dorm room. Kanuris is really Zakum Lokum Shahokum Shaykh of Varachal Tosef Zor. Shalom Lokum Lokum Rakhm Shim Shalom Kasha. But then it should come out if there's only one person in the room, or at least one person should make a bracha. But then he writes what we saw before on page 14. Mikomokom lama lo nogu came bachurim yeshiva sheyadlik echad b'chol panim. But they don't even have him one guy. So then he quotes the Derech Chaim. So according to the Derech Chaim, your mother's bracha counts or your wife's bracha counts because he learns bachurim means single. And single meaning single and even without a parent. So no one's lighting for you. So but if someone's lighting you, their bracha counts. Well, Shar Poskim, Pashup Shad in the Poskim is not that way. If the bracha doesn't count. So then if you have a Chedem Yuchad, then you're Mechuyev. So if you... But if you're in a house where... So he says, in those days they used to stay in people's houses. So if you're eating from the Baal Habayit's house, you're from his B'nai Beiso, so then you're Nichlal in his B'nai Beiso. But or if you're separate, shavrechim yisham dira b'fnei atzmon, shishenim shama, v'gabi zeinam b'nei beso, v'adi yike chiyu v'ladli sham. So then in a chanami, unless they're relying on the shita's. Yeah, what were you saying, Avi?
In my room, I have a kosher lamp, and I make the bracha on Yerush Shabbos on the kosher lamp.
I turn it on.
I turn the switch, and then I make the bracha.
Okay.
But let's say I go to a friend's house for Shabbos, do I still need to turn on the kosher lamp in my room? Because that's where I live now, or does my mother's bracha cover me?
You mean you're not going to be there?
I'm not going to be there.
No, then there's no Indian for that.
You got to do the whole
I thought Rabbi said that when Rabbi goes away, he puts on the light in the bathroom.
The bathroom where we're staying, not my bathroom in Washington Heights.
That sounds right confused. In the bathroom, it'll leave
you. No.
That sounds right confused.
Right.
You guys do the whole eye thing when you do the bracha? I don't know what pros do.
So actually, at my friend's house, you turn on the bathroom light.
Yeah, in other words, they usually will let you.
They actually like, put a kosher lamp in your room. When you go to people's house, they put a night. They put some kind of light in your room anyway.
Some akiv.
You can use that light.
Guys, don't.
Yeah,
do that.
You can have a. You can bring a. But Rav Bari has a mesorah from Rav Kavlo that even fluorescent you can make a bracha for a day of Shabbos.
Fluorescent as opposed to halogen or either one.
No, as opposed to incandescent.
Right.
Incandescent,
that's
what I meant.
Right.
Like the regular
bulbs. The fluorescent is
like
gas.
It's
not like
a flame. But the pashas is most shittas hold that you're not b'nei beso. If you're just there for Shabbos, even though they're giving you a free thing, you're still not b'nei beso. Even for neiros Chanukah, we assume like that. Rav Abadi shita is by family, for Chanukah, he's more mako. That if it's really your family, even though you're not there for Shabbos, it's your, then you can treat yourself like b'nei beso. But if you're not really family and you're only there for Shabbos, there's some sheet to say as long as you're getting a free meal and you're there for Shabbos, so for that Shabbos you're b'nei beso. And the other sheet to say no, b'nei beso means you have to be there with kvias. And the body says the middle sheet that at least by Chanukah he told me. That if you're family and you're only there for Shabbos, then you can be b'nei beso. If you're not family and you're only there for Shabbos, then you're not b'nei beso.
Is it fine at night if when I cover up the light to go to sleep? I mean, I'm not actually turning it off. I'm covering it up. I'm not using the or anymore.
No more shalom bayit.
Is that fine?
Yeah. If, as long as you're going to use it during. Because they point out, even when you buy candles, it doesn't last for the whole. Yeah. So as long as you're going to get some hanah in the course of Shabbos, then you're okay. It doesn't have to be on the whole Shabbos.
So what do we do here? In this dorm here, you got a freaking light in your room. You have to light in the.
No, so either you can use. You have a little light. By the sink.
Oh, yeah.
So you can leave and right. Make on that.
Right. You can make a bracha on that.
Yeah. What is it these days? Is it
incandescent.
There's a bulb. Yeah, so then you can make a bracha on that.
Is Ravon the only one who says that?
What?
Is Ravon the only one who says you can...
So he says even fluorescent. Incandescent, you don't need rubber body for it.
Oh, sorry. No, I meant fluorescent. I don't know why I said incandescent. No. The light on top of the sink is fluorescent.
Yeah, so he has a mesorah from Ravon Kotler like that. If you don't want to rely on that, then you have to say if you have a chofes gavra taken care of by someone else, and then but if you don't, you want to do a chofes gavra, so then I think you should rely on that hetzer, because they're not going to let you light. Fire to light here is not allowed, and or you can get a little thing to plug in the wall.
Incandescent,
like little bulb, and right.
And everyone holds, you can say a bracha on that.
I mean, there's a tshuva. We're going to have a separate packet on that from the Beis Yitzchak. You know, everyone is a very, to say everyone and anything is a very, you know.
I just want to hear like a little
more
yeah. Than a Rav Kotler, yeah. It's not like,
yeah, okay, yeah. I mean,
I don't know if Rabbi Miller always passes like Rav Kotler.
Is it 25?
And
I'm going to get $9.
Well, he's a Talmud, but.
I know, that's, yeah. Yeah, even though he's a Talmud, I don't know if he always passes like.
Yeah. Right, so I follow Rav Abadi's psak, and I tell my wife we can make even on the in the fluorescent. But if you don't, you can, more people hold you can make on Yeah, I'm saying that some hold that Dafka incandescent. But I have Masora from Rabbi Badi B'Shem Rabbi Aaron Kotler, and even fluorescent.
What if fluorescent becomes big? What
does in most of the places, the fluorescent is the.
Cheaper and it's less than power.
Yeah.
So you can use that to light regular clouds again with
the always less than power.
So Rav Goodman told me years ago when I was in the dorm, he told me I could be so much on the hallway light. For sure, my mother was lighting for me at home. But I never made a bracha.
You make a bracha on lights?
I can't turn the switch at once, but I don't even know where it is.
He said, yes, some hold even incandescent and more hold even.
So then.
Sorry, more hold by incandescent and less.
Rebbe
didn't
light
more,
so why
don't
Rebbe light with that stuff every Shabbos?
No, I mean, because...
I told
you, Rebbe. Well, lights that we try to light with fire when we can. But, I mean, but my 5-year-old, Hadik Yehuda, he decided to march around with the Leichter after they were lit. So after that Shabbos, we decided we're going to have shelves built on the thing and have teeth.
Well, isn't there? How can you be yotzi? You can be yotzi in there Shabbos by lighting a light in your room that's going to stay on all night and maybe may disturb the sleep.
Right. If
how could that be? It's going against the Shabbos lives. Yeah.
Yeah.
How could that? How could make a bracha on that?
You mean it's if it's disturbing your sleep? So maybe you can get a Shabbos if, like your case. In other words, you get a Shabbos then that's an incandescent bulb in there, right?
No, I think it's fluorescent.
It's fluorescent.
Shabbos, I imagine they're fluorescent. They're making
it sound like a lot. You just switch the bulb. That's like a hallway bed. Then the hallway.
He wants to know what if a person there's no one lighting for him, so he's here in the dorm. He's a Chovas Gavra. If you eat in the cafeteria, but if you're not in the cafeteria, then. In other words, if you're eating by somebody, 1 second, you're prestative.
Saying if you're not being supported by your parents,
so
you can't have that
light for you. So then you could be out, say, Yehovah's Gavra with them. And then they end up home with Shalom Bayis.
The hallway.
Even though, according to Magid Avraham, you're supposed to still make a bracha in the Shalom Bayis, but then you can't do it because you can't turn it on. It's there. So, Mele, the Shalom Bayis becomes. If there's, you don't need anything, we should show them bias. It's there.
If I don't light in my room, is it a low sasse? I'm not lighting.
No, there's no low sasse yet. So.
I mean, isn't it better to not be a bracha levatala and try to make something out of fluorescent light than to do that at all?
I mean, if you want to say that fluorescent light is a question, so maybe. And if you have a Chovas Gav, so don't leave out the bracha, you're saying. And then you'll be so mech on the face on the Derech Chaim that the Chovas, that if your mother's lighting you for the Chovas Gavra, he would say also the Shalom bracha and the Shalom Bayis also.
Did Rabbi suggest that?
I don't know. When I was in the dorm, I never used to make a bracha on the. I never used to make a bracha.
So were they incandescent at that time in the past? I'm saying now it's fluorescent, which makes it a little bit more of a question.
Yeah, right. It could be that it was.
If it was already fluorescent then. Rabbi hadn't heard from Rabbi about.
Right.
Industrial lights were.
I think in my day in the dorm, it was the bulbs there.
Uh-huh. Fluorescent became big in like the last 30 years.
The hallway? Yeah.
No, the hallway was fluorescent, but in the rooms, I think it was a bulb.
But it'd be spread some dorms will have bulbs.
don't think so.
I was right up here. I used to be right
Michael,
up here.
Michael, don't think we're so backwards here. We
exit time for what?
But if there's no. Yeah, if you take a look on page 25, say if you look at Shabbos, the note here, he says, V'yesh liyashev ha-minach sh'nol b'zmaneinu v'kami yeshiva stein ha-bachurim ha-dukim ha-neiris b'chedron. He came with the dinam k'smuchim shulchim balabayis u'gnei bayis al adam v'niftarim chovas ha-guf ha-lidei ha-dokas ha-chorei b'chedron בחדר האוכל של הישיבה. גם שאר חדרים בדרך כלל איקר אור אלקטרי. Or is he saying, if a lot of yeshivas, they light in the cafeteria. So, גם שאר החדרים בדרך כלל איקר אור אלקטרי, המאיר שם, פורס לכל לילה והולכים בכל של הלכים. Second. Okay, like a chovas abayis ladlik sham, then chashashem yikashal. Okay, in a holch madlikim der Shabbos bechedron. So there's smuchim al shulchan bal abayis of yeshiva. And if tarim chovas aguf, על ידי הדלוקס האחרוי בחדר האוכל של הישיבה. But those are talking about yeshivas that everyone's eating in the calf, and it's like when you go to Israel for the year, so you don't go eat by this one, you're always eating every Shabbos in the chadar ochel in the yeshiva. He's assuming that you, I don't know why he has to come on, because most of the people, Baruch Hashem, are going to have parents who are lighting for them. So he doesn't even work with that, because maybe he's saying, maybe he's working with the Sephardim, like you said, Shimon, that their parents are in a different country, it doesn't count. But
if someone's on an out shot or something.
And his word is that there's no chova, because once there's or lecture, that's what Rav Goodman said in the thing. So that there was, if there's no chova mishum shalom bayis, because there's a. So then there's no chova mishum shalom bayis, because there's a light in the hallway. So then you wouldn't have to light Mishum Shalom Bayis if there's no Chol Mishum Shalom Bayis. One could argue with that and say, so, but if you still have the issue of Chovas Aguf, then it makes it, then probably you could always light real candles if you want by the place where you're eating.
So I remember in Yeshiva, so there was one guy who would always light in the cafeteria in Yeshiva. Actual candles, but the light was on 24/7.
Yeah.
And everyone was eating in the calf, and
yeah.
That wasn't part of the dorms. Meaning, we had dorms, and then we go to yeshiva to eat.
Right.
So he would light a candle. So like the only shita he would be fulfilling is if your parents don't count. Like otherwise, there'd be no point.
Right. Because if your parents count, then
you know, there's light there anyway.
Yeah. So what do you get? Right.
One guy light in the calf. Every
so he's being choshish for that one shita that he doesn't count.
I guess so. Okay, very good. Okay, so we'll dive in Mincha now.
Yeah,
Mincha. All the guys are supposed to be coming.
Okay, there's guys outside.
Yeah. So.